It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday, May 12th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The last time ride-hailing company Uber raised money, it was at a valuation of $40 billion, a figure that most founders would be proud to bandy about and most companies would feel comfortable going public with. But in recent days, there's been news that Uber seeks yet another round of funding, upping its valuation another $10 billion. Whether or not you can even call it a startup anymore, the amount of money being invested in Uber is kind of crazy. So we called up Max Wolf, chief economist at Manhattan Venture Partners, to bring us back down to earth. Thanks for chatting, Max.
Hi, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to join you.
It's almost like the speed of technological innovation and the speed of funding requests are in a race here.
It looks to me like if there was a race between the speed of innovation and the speed of funding, innovation would be dusted by funding and valuation of late, which is probably not an altogether good thing, but it's possibly coming on the heels of a long period where the valuations were kind of stagnant and the innovation was moving really quickly.
Why does Uber want more money?
Well, apparently there's no such thing as enough money. I mean, I am an economist and we teach people that more is always preferred to less. But Uber is getting rewarded for going into every business it can imagine and spending money like a proverbial inebriated sailor. And if you reward someone for spending money like that with more money, then there's really no good reason for them not to on their way to building what looks to be a pretty impressive global business.
Max Wolf at Manhattan Venture Partners. While we're talking economies of convenience, a recent patent move by Amazon put a twist on our ideas about its burgeoning drone delivery service. Think of a scenario where instead of bringing a drone to your house, it would come to your smartphone, wherever that may be. Our friend at CNET, Lindsay Turrentine, has been looking at this for us. Hiya, Lindsay.
Hi, Ben.
What do we learn from this patent that we don't already know about Amazon's proposed drone service?
Well, one of the most interesting aspects of this patent is that Amazon is saying it will fly its drones to you wherever you are. Maybe you're at a friend's house for a barbecue and you realize you don't have any tongs. Amazon's drones just come right to you in the backyard.
The old tong problem. If there's anything that's slightly more terrifying than a drone delivery service, it's a delivery service that somehow involves me telling the drone to come to where my phone is.
It sounds mildly creepy when you think about a sort of a network of drones talking to one another and also knowing exactly where you are. But this is not really that different from Uber.
That's true. It's a total Uberization of this service.
That's right. You pull up your phone. You're calling that drone in the most hopefully efficient way possible, and then it just comes and tries to find the safest place to land right next to where you're standing.
Or on April 1st, I sneak into my dad's bedroom while he's sleeping, pull up his phone, get the drone to come and start bumping into the window.
That's genius. Of course, this is just a patent. Amazon has no specific plans to do any of this yet. And just because they filed the patent doesn't mean that any of this will actually happen. But it's an interesting look into how Amazon is thinking about personalizing delivery.
Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief of CNET.com. Lindsay, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ben.
Everybody and their mother is probably an exaggeration, but let me put it to you this way. We have been hearing about a lot of Apple Watch apps lately. Media companies, car companies, smart home companies, they're all getting on the bandwagon. E-Trade is also on that bandwagon. Representatives from the company say it's an early Apple device app developer, and they came by to give us a demo.
So the first screen you see is how the
cool, cool. But will it actually change the trader game? Time to put some questions to Kunal Wade, Senior Vice President of Digital Transformation at E-Trade. Kunal, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Why did you want to be early for the Apple Watch?
When we heard about the watch, we thought that here's a great place where our customers can keep track of the markets, keep track of their accounts and portfolios, and get actionable information. And that's the primary reason why we decided to invest in building an app for the Apple Watch.
In some ways, this is, I mean, it's a personalized one, but in some ways, this is kind of a stock ticker that's closer to your face at all times than your phone.
It's a more personal way to keep track of the markets and your portfolios, and it's also a good glanceable way. So sometimes you don't have the time to look at your portfolio in detail, but you just want to get a quick snapshot and see whether this is a good time to look at it in detail.
Do you think that some of this sort of, you know, you mentioned glanceable, you talk about a way to look quickly. To me, that stuff isn't that compelling when I just think about it. But I suppose if you're a trader, it could actually make a difference.
So, you know, I fundamentally believe when the watch came out, we fundamentally felt that here's a way to keep track of time-sensitive information. We believe our customers care about their money. It's one of their most precious assets. And this is a way in which they have that access at the flick of a wrist.
It basically provides you with information on the watch. If you actually want to take action, you have to take your phone out still.
Right.
Is it going to evolve at all? I mean, are there going to be really actionable parts of the Apple Watch app itself?
Right. So as consumer needs evolve, taking action could be part of that mix as well.
It's a very small screen, so it's slightly dangerous.
Right.
You don't want to sell when you should be buying or something
right.
like that.
I mean, again, designing for that space was a challenge because we wanted to make sure that the information is useful and unique to the wrist. So we obviously kept that in mind, and we would keep that in mind if we add new capabilities.
Kunal Wade is head of digital transformation at E-Trade. Kunal, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.